Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have back with us Stephen Lippman, who's the founder of Lippman Insurance Group, and we'll be talking about hybrid life long-term care plans. Steve, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Good to speak with you again.
Hey, you too, and I am curious about this topic because I think there's a few words there that people are like, yeah, I've heard of that one. Yep, I've heard of that one. But if we combine them together, maybe it's kind of like peanut butter and chocolate. We make Reese's peanut butter cups, you know, like we've heard of long-term care, we've heard of life insurance, but how do we make them to get play together nicely? So give us a little bit of an overview of what is a hybrid life long-term care plan?
Well, this story starts back in the 1960s when nursing homes started to spring up and insurance companies thought, hey, we should create an insurance product to pay for people's stay in nursing homes. And so invented then was long-term care insurance, what's referred to today as just traditional long-term care insurance. Long-term care insurance has had a checkered history over the years. The insurance companies have had trouble pricing it properly and predicting claims. And there have been rate increases, premium increases, which nobody likes. And so the years have gone by. Many, many insurance companies completely left the space of long-term care insurance. There used to be many big, well-known insurance brands in it, such as MetLife, for example. And the insurance companies, about 5 years or so ago, thought to themselves, well, we need an alternative to traditional long-term care insurance. And what is now available are what are referred to as hybrid life long-term care products, because they combine life insurance and long-term care insurance into one product, one policy.
That's really neat. I love when I see innovation like that. And I think that a lot of people hear the word innovation and it's like some brand new thing. But in reality, it's like the best of one thing combined with the best of another thing. And together, it makes it really good. And I think that some people hear the word life insurance and they go, oh, no, I'm good. Or, you know, long-term care. And they're like, I probably won't need that. So talk a little bit about the uniqueness that this hybrid plan brings.
Well, what I would say is the thing about all insurances almost that leaves a bad taste in people's mouth is when they buy an insurance, whether it be homeowners or auto, and they have it for many, many years and they never file a claim. And they think to themselves, oh, I'm paying this premium every year and I'm not getting anything out of it. Well, you are getting something out of it. You're getting protection.
Yeah.
But what you're not getting is anything in return for your premium that's tangible. So the life long-term care products are a fantastic concept because what they do is that it comes in a few different forms, but essentially it's taking a life insurance policy as the chassis with a death benefit that everyone's familiar with and takes that death benefit and says, okay, so if you live your whole life, you've got yourself a life insurance policy. And when you pass away, your beneficiary will receive the death benefit, just like you're familiar with. But if during the course of your life, you become disabled and unable to live independently, unable to do what are referred to as activities of daily living, such as dressing and feeding yourself and moving around and going to the bathroom yourself, if you're unable to do a couple of those activities, then you can file a claim with this specialized hybrid life long-term care policy and the death benefit, the $500,000 death benefit or the $1 million death benefit converts into a bucket of cash that can be used to pay for your long-term care services. Hmm. Sometimes it's in the form of an indemnity payment, but generally speaking, it is where the insurance company starts to reimburse the provider of the care, whether it be a nursing home or a home healthcare agency, drawing the money, the dollars, on a tax-free basis directly from your life insurance death benefit.
That was really clearly articulated, because I think a lot of people do what you said, which is, oh, life insurance, when I die, I get. But what if you need it before then? It becomes a living benefit. And so it made me think of a question. Let's use that example of $1 million of death benefit, and you need it for long-term care, and you need it, you know, quarterly, monthly, whatever the case is, but you'd never use the whole million. If then, you know, you use $500,000, and then maybe that person passes away, is there still the remaining $500,000 in death benefit?
Absolutely, there is. The death benefit is reduced dollar for dollar as dollars come out to pay for home health care or facility care. Any remainder is paid tax-free to the beneficiary. So, again, you're paying a premium year after year after year. This is something one could easily buy at age 50. 50 and above is when I start discussing this with my clients and my prospects. You could pay a premium for 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, and get all that money back and a lot more at some point in time, guaranteed, whether that be in the form of a death benefit to your beneficiary or coming to you to pay for long-term care services. So one way or another, considerably more dollars than you've paid in premium is going to come back to your estate.
You know, when you hear certain things, you know, your mind wanders, and then all of a sudden you hear this word and it's like, what? Wait a minute. And not that my mind was wandering, but I think there's two words that really jumped out at me that you just said: guaranteed and tax-free. So I think that anytime someone hears the word guarantee, it's like, oh, come on, you can't guarantee whatever. But talk a little bit about guaranteed and tax-free, because I know that whenever you're talking about, you know, like investments or retirement or things like that, wow, if we can, you know, start building tax-free wealth, that's like Pandora's box. That's amazing. So talk about how guaranteed and tax-free work together.
Yes. Well, life insurance itself, permanent life insurance, let's say, as opposed to term life insurance, has always given policyholders two of the three things that everybody would like to have. Everybody would like to be able to deduct their premiums. They would like any cash value in the policy to grow and not have to pay tax on that. And then when money comes out of the policy, whether it be via borrowing your cash value or the death benefit being paid to a beneficiary at death, everybody would wish for all three of those things to be tax-free. But it's rare that you can have all of those things. Well, with life insurance, you actually can. You can get, let me correct myself. Deduction of the premium for life insurance is actually very rarely able to do. But what you do have is two of the three. You have your cash value growing on a tax-deferred basis, the ability to get cash value out of the policy tax-free, and the death benefit is always tax-free. And when it's a hybrid life long-term care policy, the dollars are coming out of that death benefit tax-free, just as if it was a death benefit. So there are great tax advantages to these products.
So, like, for instance, you might think of your traditional, you know, term life insurance, and if you die, it pays out. And we're talking about this special type of chassis, this permanent life. And there's many variables you can work with clients and explain benefits. But this permanent life insurance, if you didn't need the death benefit, but you needed the long-term care, you know, that's there for you. And you know, that's like a safety net. But maybe there's another safety net slash benefit, which is, oh, I didn't need the death benefit quite yet, and I don't need the long-term care. But another benefit is I'm growing, you know, wealth and tax-free and guaranteed, you know, not going to lose anything. It's so many layers of benefit. It's just really neat. And I love your analogy of the auto or home insurance premium. You pay those, and if you have a claim, you sure. But if you never did, all those premiums are gone. So a permanent insurance gives you the benefit of, yes, you've got the death benefit, but you also have these other benefits, the long-term care, the, you know, tax-free growth. It made me think about something too. Isn't there another benefit of this type of policy versus the term? Like if you get a 10 or 20 year term and then you get close to the end, it's like, ooh, I better re-up so that I've got this new term out in the future. And then here comes the health exam. Well, what happens in the 10 or 15 years since you got the first term policy and something takes a turn for the worse? Yikes. But with permanent insurance, maybe that's not the case. Maybe it's permanent, and that means you're not getting these health exams, which then could cause issues with premiums or denial, right?
Right. Permanent insurance is the big umbrella that I use when I speak to people. Most people, even today, think of it as whole life. I say to people, well, term insurance has a limited application for your situation, and they'll say, well, you mean whole life. Well, whole life is one type of permanent life insurance. Mm-hmm. There's other types. There's universal life. There's indexed universal life. There's even variable universal life. But what all of these have in common compared to term life insurance is they're designed to last forever. And when I say forever, our parents had life insurance policies that ended, this is many, many years ago, when they would turn 90, it would say in their policy, or 95. But people are living so long nowadays, yeah. New life insurance products are built to run all the way out into to age 120, 120 and beyond. So if you get yourself a life insurance policy and you fund it properly, it's going to stay in force. It's going to outlive you almost certainly. And so this is the type of policy that the long-term care insurance, it's actually a rider, is hooked onto. And as you were saying, Mike, it's a multi-pronged sort of benefit where, A, it's life insurance. If nothing bad happens and you live a long, healthy life and then die in your sleep, which does not happen to most people. B, it has a cash value inside of it, which is sort of a forced savings plan.
Yeah.
That if you decide to change your situation changes, you can surrender the policy and get that cash value. And C is the ability to use the death benefit dollars to pay for long-term care services. Mm. At any point in your life, starting the day after the policy goes into force.
That's huge. Now, you're the expert, not me, but it makes me think of another question. You had mentioned the word disability. Is there a difference between disability insurance and long-term care, or are they the same thing, just two different words?
That's an excellent question. I encounter people and I talk to them, and I talk to them about long-term care insurance, and they say, well, I already have disability insurance. And I proceed to explain the following. Disability insurance is to replace your income. Disability insurance has nothing at all to do with your inability to do activities of daily living.
Right.
Activities of daily living is the unique trigger for the payment of benefits to any type of long-term care insurance. Disability insurance, if you're unable to do the material and substantial duties of your occupation, that is the trigger for the payment of the dollars. And disability policies these days will pay you to age 65, typically, sometime age 70, but typically to age 65. When we're talking long-term care insurance, we're talking about expensive events that generally are going to happen after age 65 and age 70. So your disability insurance is long gone. So yeah, they are entirely different. And, it does make sense to have to buy long-term care insurance in your 50s and have it and disability insurance. They serve different needs.
Yeah, really good distinction there because, you know, I'm listening to that going, yep, that makes sense to me. And I never would have thought of the difference. You know, one just pays for, you know, loss of income. The other will pay for care and all of that kind of thing. So I'm glad you articulated that. And I think that sometimes people listen to something and go, ooh, I learned a couple little nuggets here. I'm going to go out and execute that plan. So let me go to my trusty Google and go find Well, this is not something you just go and find the best deal on and go set it up online. There are some intricacies here. So talk a little bit about what working with someone like yourself as an expert in these types of contracts and vehicles and chassis, the permanent life insurance, what do you bring to the table that helps people really guide them through the process?
Yes, this is not like term insurance, term life insurance, which of all the products that I sell, that's maybe the one that you could go online and Google it, buy it online. I still would not recommend that because there are some intricacies to term life insurance. But hybrid life long-term care products come in 3 or 4 or 5 different flavors, different configurations. There are versions where you reposition a lump sum of money that you currently have, and you pay that a single premium. You pay once and you're done. And that creates the death benefit and the dollars to pay for long-term care. There's even a design where once you've used up the death benefit paying for long-term care services, there is an additional rider hooked on there that will continue to pay dollars for long-term care services indefinitely. So there's a single premium design. There's the design that I spoke about earlier where you buy a permanent life insurance policy, and it's a life insurance policy, but there's also the death benefit. And the death benefit is the amount of money that you have to pay for long-term care services. There are other designs which de-emphasize the death benefit and give more value as far as the long-term care dollars and vice versa. So it's not something you can look up online and buy yourself, because there's different versions that will fit different situations.
And so that begs the question, Steve, which is the best one for me? And you know what the answer is? I'll answer for you. It all depends. So we don't know, you know, Steve would not know, you know, there's not one cookie cutter, boom, here's the best one. It all depends on what your situation is, your needs, your goals, your outcomes. And so that's where sitting down and working with someone like Steve would be really beneficial. So, Steve, this has been so helpful. What is the best way someone could reach out and connect with you?
Well, they can go to my website, littmaninsurancegroup.com. They can call me at 561-289-5721. That's 561-289-5721, or email me at stephenalittman@gmail.com. That's S-T-E-V-E-N, my middle initial A, and L-I-double-P as in policy, M-A-N, @gmail.com.
Excellent. That's so awesome. Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you, Mike.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.